Going to ask Phil to come up now. He's going to give us a ministry, and I think he's speaking from Psalm 8. Just like to pray for you, Phil. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you that we have the privilege of being able to hear your word in freedom and in safety. Lord, this morning, as Phil brings us your word, we pray that you might anoint his words. Lord, you might guide him through your Holy Spirit, and Father, you might be with us and help us to hear what you would have us to hear this morning as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks very much. I do have that on now. Do you want me to push that down? No? Leave it there. Sorry. Hi, everyone. I'm going to read out of Psalms. I gave you the wrong text, actually. It was 55, verse 1 to 7, a couple other verses. I didn't want to read the whole portion of scripture there, but I just, if I was going to put a title on it, it's put, How Do We Respond to Troubles? Probably because I work in a place where I always hear lots of troubles and people's troubles, and I actually have a few problems of my own. Anyone got any of those? And so I thought I'd just talk about troubles just for a short period of time. And I just want to speak, and hopefully it'll encourage you and be a blessing for you. There's no sense of, you know, because every one of us has problems and struggles. And so, you know, just this week I was talking to a student, and for the first time that student had done some self-harm. And so something that's really prevalent in our society now is self-harm and other issues that people are using to cope. And we see it all the time, how people try and cope with different issues. And so as we're having that conversation and we're talking about, you know, a build-up of issues, of problems and stress and pressure and all those things that go in our life, and then some people respond through either, you know, self-harm, or, you know, some people can go and just get plastered, or some people can get violent and aggressive. Some people respond in many different ways to different issues and problems that they're going through. And, you know, I thought about, just as I was probably maybe 6 weeks, 2 months ago, as I was pondering about what I would speak about as I came here this morning, I was just thinking, I felt like God just dropped a scripture into my heart just that we could use his life as an example this morning. I thought about King David in Psalms 55, verse 1 to 7. And I just thought about my own being, and just over the last maybe 10 years of facing my own struggles and trials in life. And I don't think there's a perfect way to get through a struggle sometimes, is there? There's so many ways that we can respond. And so I think the problem is how we respond sometimes in society is it can actually, like with self-harm or other things, it can actually cause long-term effect on us. So we think, oh, this is going to help maybe if I punch a wall or I self-harm or I get plastered or I do something crazy, but quite often that doesn't, that hurts us. And I liked about King David, he's in a place of great need and trouble and struggle. And King David is a good example to us this morning in our text in how he responds when he's in a very difficult place. So in our text in Psalms 55, verse 1 to 7, and then a little couple of verses afterwards, David says, "Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I'm distraught because of my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked, they bring down suffering on me and assail with me with their anger. My heart is anguish within me. The terrors of death had fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and the storm." And verse 22, he goes on to say, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." And verse 23, he says, "But as for me, I will trust you. And so I've pulled a couple of things out there just to make it a bit shorter so I didn't have to read the whole text this morning. But here in Psalms 55, you can feel it, can't you? When you read that and you hear about his anguish, his terror, his wanting to flee. Who's ever wanted to go, get me out of here? You know what I mean? I can put up both hands. Where you just go, man, I need a break. I need to get out of here. Desert, you know, hey, not too bad, but I think maybe deserted island with palm trees and, you know, banana smoothies would be pretty cool. But, you know, I think most of us have been that sort of place where, you know, get me out of here. This is scary, this is troubling, this is frightening. And I think sometimes going to a desert or going to a place on our own is very helpful and very good. And but here it is, he's just going, get me out of here. I'm out of here. And so we have to look at ourselves as how do we respond to those difficult days? And so, you know what, reality is there are going to be difficult days. I don't want to be a depressing sort of message this morning, but reality is that sometimes life is tough. Sometimes there's going to be pain and troubles in our life. There's good things that happen to us. Praise God, eh? Then there's bummer things that happen, drag things that happen, bad things that happen, stressful things that happen to us as God's people. And you and I have to face many different things in our lives that are difficult. They're not easy to get through. And sometimes, have you ever wondered, am I going to get through this? Is this always going to be the way it's going to be? Am I always going to be in this place, this pit, this place of sadness or difficulty? And I think quite often as young people, they think that it's going to be like this for a long time or the rest of their life. And but sometimes we can do that even though we've been through some things as older people, more mature people. We go, well, am I going to get through this? How am I going to cope? How am I going to survive? There are people there this morning that might be going through something in their life. You might be going through some struggles and troubles this morning, and I'm sure that there's days that you know that you're going, oh man, this is really stressing me out. This is really worrying me. This is really difficult for me. In 1 Corinthians 1:8-9, it says, and I use the Living Translation pretty well the whole time, I think you ought to know, dear brothers, about the hard times we went through in Asia. We were really crushed and overwhelmed. Don't you feel those words when they say them in the Bible? Crushed. I feel like, you know, that olive press. I feel like crushed and everything is coming out of me. So he felt that crushing, overwhelmed, and feared we would never live through it. We felt we were doomed to die and saw how powerless we were to help ourselves. But that was good. For when we put everything into the hands of God, who alone could save us, for he can even raise the dead, he did help us and saved us from a terrible death, yes, and we expected him to do it again and again. The portion here in Scripture says, you know what? I was pressed. I was difficult times. I felt crushed and overwhelmed, fearing I would never live through that. And I think all of us at some time are going to feel those different things if you haven't felt that today. And what I love about that is obviously God came through. 2 Thessalonians 1:4 says, we are happy to tell other churches about your patience and complete faith in God. That's pretty good, isn't it? In spite of all the crushing troubles and hardships you are going through. We want to say, look, these people believed and trusted God. But you know what? It wasn't always easy for them. They went through these difficult, crushing, troubled, hardship days, but they got through it. And so what I'm trying to say here is the Bible says that there are going to be difficult days. There are times that we go through troubles. There are times that we go through hardship. But God is helping us. You know, I look at my own life in the troubled days over the last few years. I might have shared the story with Diane having cancer, out of work for a year. I was about to step into chaplaincy. I'm going, well, can we afford, I'm buying a home. Can I afford chaplaincy? Can I afford my wife to be out? Do I trust God? Do I not trust God? Do I step into a pool? Do I step into the unknown? Because I've never been a chaplain before. And so all those things are going through my head. And then we're weighing it up. And then we just, Diane says, well, you know what? If you're going to do it, the time to do it. But the trouble is probably at the hardest time of my life, really, ever. And so I went, yeah, I'll do that. So she left work for a year, went through chemo. It was a very difficult time. There was times I was coming home from the hospital crying and just wondering, are we going to get through this? What's going to happen? And so there were difficult days that God got us through. This last year, we had our house burned down and my world was turned upside down. I think probably after about 2 weeks, I was at school. I'd had a few days off. I was on the phone like all the time with insurance companies, with people, with changing addresses to try and sort things out. We moved in with family for a week. Then we got a rental, and just but everything had changed. And as I'm going to the rental, I'm on my own. Dime was coming a bit later, and I just remember just crying as I'm going to the rental. Why am I crying? Because my world has just been turned upside down from being in a place for, 15 years and having everything in order, in place. Oh, that's my home. That's my lawn. That's my TV. That's my books. There's my life on my laptop and in my hard drives. And all of it was gone. I'm driving there. And then I think that night as I go out to get a paper or something and I'm driving home, there's the police car there, flashing lights, pulling over someone around the corner, another police. I'm going, what the heck? what is going on? And that just, I was just unsettled. And then, it was the little things then that upset me and worried me, like things that I'd never even think of, like going to vacuum or wash my car a week later and I had to go to a different one. And I know that sounds bizarre. And they take tokens and not $2 coins. And I'm going, I'm never coming here again as I'm vacuuming my car, I'm like just ticked and upset and frustrated. And then a couple of weeks after, I was back at school, I was just in my office and I'd finished of, doing everything I possibly could to try and support my wife, make sure our family was okay. And I just crashed in my office and just cried and cried and went home. But you know what? Through it all, I did trust God. But you know what? I still went through those troubles. I still went through that pressing time. I really felt it. And then, obviously now our house is being rebuilt and we're in a place of like, hey, we're in another 7-8 weeks or a place of like we're starting to get a bit excited. But for that period of time, it was like living here and then crashing and then coming up and then crashing. And in the meantime, God has just helped me in chaplaincy and giving of myself. But students are coming up, hey, go on, Mr. Glossop, and and all sorts of stuff has been happening. But there was difficulties, and you can relate to that, can't you? Because we all feel those crushing blows, those difficult times, those times when maybe family is sick and you're worried about stuff and you're anxious about stuff and things aren't going the way that you would like it to go. But in our text, David is in a place of distress and anxiousness and trouble and fearful, and we can relate to some of what he is going through. It's interesting what people say when they're in troubles. Have you found it interesting? I found it interesting what people say. One of the lines that people say is, why is this happening to me when it should be happening to someone worse than me? Why is this happening to me? Why not someone else? I can't answer that one. It happened to us. And so really we're wishing out that bad that we have on someone else. I just find that funny myself. But it's funny what we go through when we're going through trouble, because we're not in reality. We're being crushed and pressed and anxious, and everything is changing in our world. One lady, when I was at school, she said to me, this shouldn't be happening to good people like you. And I went, yeah. No, I didn't say that. I went, yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be happening. But things do. They happen. And I think we have that more of an expectation. Well, maybe it happened to a bad person. That would make it better. But I don't believe that myself. Life happens. Stuff happens. Things happen to good people. Things happen to God's people. Circumstances are difficult, And then, for our own mind, God can come into it and we go, God, why are you doing this? Why is this happening to me? I'm thankful because of Diane's cancer and because we'd been through some other things. For me, it was never an issue of, am I going to question God over this? Is this his fault? What's he doing? Is he trying to teach me? No, this just happened. It's sad. It's distressing, but you know what? We're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. And so when we bring God into that, that can mess our hearts and our minds up a little bit. We serve God. I go to church. This shouldn't be happening to me. James Dobson said something, you know, I read it like 20 years ago in his book, When God Doesn't Make Sense. And reality is sometimes God doesn't make sense because we just don't know everything. But he said, in his opinion, 100% of believers go through a period when God seems to let them down. We bail out before the pieces start fitting together, and forever after that we are disillusioned and hurt by many, and many fail to break through this betrayal barrier after feeling abandoned by God. That really spoke to me like 20 years ago, and I realized there's going to be times in my life that I'm going to go through trouble and trial and struggle, and I have to be careful what I do in that time with my attitude, with my heart, with my thoughts, with all that I go through. And so for me, that was really encouraging. You know what? I could get disillusioned with God if I'm not careful. I could have a sense of like I've been betrayed or things are happening. Because reality is some things I just don't understand about the kingdom of God or why things happen. Acts 14 verse 22 says, and they encouraged them to continue in the faith in spite of all their persecutions, reminding them that they must enter into the kingdom of God through tribulation. I like that. They encouraged them to continue. Because sometimes we're going, what am I doing? I shouldn't be going through this. Is it worth me still serving God? Is it still worth me believing and trusting in Him, even though I'm going through this? And you know what? It is. They encourage them to continue in the faith in spite of persecutions and the issues and the problems that they were going through. And we must enter into the kingdom of God through many tribulations. What was David's response to all this? I love David's response, and I hope it's my response too. Because it can be difficult. So King David has in our text in verse 10 that I didn't read before, he says, though they patrol their walls night and day against invaders, their real problem is internal. Wickedness and dishonesty are entrenched in the heart of the city. There is murder and robbery there, cheating in the markets and wherever you look. Verse 12 says, it is not an enemy who taunts me, then I could have borne it. I could have hidden and escaped. But it was you, a man like myself, a companion and my friend. What fellowship we had. What wonderful decisions as we walked together to the temple of the Lord in the holy days. So much is happening in the city. So much. He said, it's not about the outside. It's about internal. It's about friendship. It's about people I trusted. It's about people I served God with. It's about people I loved. It's about the people out there that I live around. And there was just brought so much distress and worry upon him. I like David's response. In verse 16 and 18, he says, but I will call upon the Lord to save me, and he will. I will pray morning, noon, and night, pleading aloud with God, and he will hear and answer. Though the tide of battle runs strongly against me, for so many are fighting me, yet he will rescue me. King David's response is that God is going to be with me. That even though I'm being overwhelmed, even though I want to escape, even though I want to fly away, even though I want to get away from this place, I just know that so many are fighting me, yet he will rescue me. He says also in verse 22, cast your cares upon the Lord, he will sustain you. David brought all those things to God. Did he go to the desert? Doesn't say. He says, but you know what? I'm going to give those things to God. In that place of trouble and trial and disappointment and anxiousness and frustration, I'm going to give that to God. I'm going to cast those cares. I think in the New Testament where it says in First Peter 5-7, let him have all your worries and cares. It's talking, he's always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. I think it's really like a depositing upon God, those stresses, those worries, those difficulties. And we say, God, can you take them? Can you take these burdens? Can you take these cares? cast your cares upon the Lord because he will sustain you. So he didn't go running off. And sometimes a holiday is a good thing. But what he did, he said, you know what I need to get through this is I need to give those things to God. I'm going to cast my cares upon him. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to believe him. And in verse 23, he says, but as for me, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust God. That's easier said than done sometimes, isn't it? Trusting God when you're being crushed and you're not in your normal mindset. I know that when I've been difficulty with Diane's cancer or other stuff, I'd like to tell you, I wish I could tell you, oh, I've only had two things wrong in my life, but there's quite a few more. But I know that through the cancer, through those other difficulties, there's been times that I've just gone, you know what, God, I can't even pray. I am struggling to read. I'm just like overwhelmed over everything. And I think that's a wonderful people when people rally around us and go, man, they're really doing it tough. I bet they're really struggling. I think I'm just going to pray for them, you know. As a church, I'm going to pray. As a person, I'm going to pray because I know that when I'm crushed, seriously, I'm struggling sometimes to believe. I'm struggling to do everything. Anyone identify with that? And so I'm not embarrassed by that because I really do feel it, overwhelmed. And so that's when friends and family and church can build you up. And that's what the scripture says, you know, we're going to build you up. It wasn't them so much sometimes building themselves up, though we have to. It's other people that are trying to build them up, you know. So we can trust God this morning. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but can I just encourage you to trust God? Whatever you're going through in your life, whatever you might be going through, will you just trust God? David's a wonderful example of that. Just trust God. We won't understand things. Let's just trust God and give those things to God. Let me just say in closing, what has really helped me over some of those really difficult days is that when a house burnt down on Friday, I went to church on Sunday. That's crazy, isn't it? No. Because that's where my strength is. I cried most of the service. We're struggling. The church came and prayed for us at the end where we're in. But you know what? There was a strength in church. Our faith can be built up through a message, through singing. You can get prayer. You can get support. You can get a hug. You can get a handshake. You can get someone, a word from someone that can encourage you. You don't even have to get a word. You can just get sometimes just a hug or a handshake or, hey, I'm thinking of you. And it's just church is that place to be built up and encouraged and strengthened and helped. You know what really helped me is when I like listening to Christian music. We're going to close with a song. I just heard this song a little while ago and I just want to close with a song, something a little different. And so I love listening to Christian music. And as I'm going home from the hospital with Diane and other circumstances, I'll just put on Christian music and just flood my soul and revive me and refresh me. And then I can have maybe a bit of a cry if I need to, be a bit silent if I need to. But it's to refresh my soul. It's to help me to believe again, even though I'm struggling sometimes to believe, struggling sometimes to get through that. Also, can I say, trust God, even though it seems hopeless. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't stop believing God, that he loves you, died for you, he cares about you, because those signs are not reality of what God is really thinking. God does care about us. God does worry about what we go through. Pray like David. Give everything to God when you're struggling. So can I ask you? And also, one more thing, don't do it on your own. How many people do it on their own? Get God involved. Get people involved. Aussie culture says, hey, just toughen up, princess, and do it on your own. Don't do it on your own. Tell someone, I am really struggling. Can you pray for me? And if you see someone with a struggle, maybe have them around for coffee or do something with them. You know what? That's what really helped get us through some of those really difficult days of just people's kindness and generosity and support and help and everything else. So how do you respond to troubles? Can I encourage you? Bring them to God. Trust him and you'll get through it. Let me finish off with one short story. As we're about to build our home, we signed a contract with Collier Homes. And as we signed this contract, we paid $13,000, put a deposit on the house. They went bankrupt. People went, oh, that's really bad, Phil. That is like sad. Well, you know what? It was a seriously, I don't know if this is the hand of God, and I feel sorry for Collier Homes going down, but we got a better home out of it. It worked out so much better. I mean, we're like laughing, aren't we, hun? It's just amazing. It's like you just don't know what can happen sometimes. Things might look real bad, real depressing, real sad, but hang in there, hang in for the ride, see what God will do and see what will happen. So don't quit, don't give in, because you just don't know what's going to happen in the end. And you know what? No matter what happens, we're not doing it on our own. God is with us. God is helping us. I just want to close. Really appreciate you. Really appreciate this church so much. Thanks for the privilege of having me. We're going to close off with a song. Maybe you want to close your eyes. Maybe you just want to listen. It goes for about 5 or 6 minutes. It's just a beautiful worship song. It touched me, and I just hope it touches you this morning.